You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
Hey, everybody. Today, I want to highlight a name that all of us know well, and that is our sponsor, Splunk. You need to keep operations humming around the clock, but potential disruptions are everywhere. Splunk helps you predict problems and find and fix issues fast so you can reduce risk and ditch downtime. The world's largest enterprises rely on Splunk's unified security and observability platform to become more efficient, resilient, and innovative. With Splunk, you can react quickly, evolve faster, and be ready for anything. Stay ahead of disruptions. Learn more at splunk.com/resilience. And we thank Splunk for sponsoring our show. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the CyberWire's Research Saturday. I'm Dave Bittner, and this is our weekly conversation with researchers and analysts tracking down threats and vulnerabilities, solving some of the hard problems of protecting ourselves in a rapidly evolving cyberspace. Thanks for joining us.
We started looking into this based on a Reddit post. Someone said that their Avast folder was suddenly empty, and they were wondering what was up with that. We started looking into that, and eventually, when we finished pulling on that thread, you know, we found a malware that was distributing XMRig and made for its author about $2 million in Monero.
That's Christopher Budd. He's Senior Global Threat Communications Manager at Avast. The research we're discussing today is titled Krakenoche, a new malware distributed in cracked software. And now, a word from our sponsor, Zscaler, the leader in cloud security. Cyber attackers are using AI in creative ways to compromise users and breach organizations. In a security landscape where you must fight AI with AI, the best AI protection comes from having the best data. Zscaler has extended its zero-trust architecture with powerful AI engines that are trained and tuned by 500 trillion daily signals. Learn more about Zscaler Zero Trust Plus AI to prevent ransomware and AI attacks. Experience your world secured. Visit zscaler.com/zero-trust-AI. Let's go through it together then. I mean, take me through the infection pathway here. How would somebody find themselves with Krakenoche on their system?
Sure. So the key thing with Krakenoche is that we have found it every time bundled in with cracked versions of popular software. So, you know, every instance of Krakenoche that we are familiar with has ended up on someone's system because someone decided that they wanted one of the hottest new games. We've got a full list here. So like Grand Theft Auto 5, someone decided, you know what? I want Grand Theft Auto 5, but I don't want to pay for it. So they go and they get a cracked version and they get Grand Theft Auto 5 and they get Krakenoche for free.
I see. No extra charge.
Exactly. You know, it's part of the service, right?
Well, I mean, let's dig into it some here. So you download one of these cracked versions of the software, and how does Krakenoche go about its business of installing itself?
So you start running the installation like you would expect. As part of the cracking process, the person or people behind Krakenoche have made some adjustments to that installer. That installer will install the cracked game. It will also spin up a VBS script that's called maintenance.vbs, and that starts the whole thing going. That script will kick off an MSI package. It will install something called serviceinstaller.exe, which, you know, sounds like a legitimate kind of nuts and bolts sort of Windows program, but that's the actual main malware. The other thing that this whole script routine does is it makes changes to the Windows registry. It's actually going to, at some point, boot your system up into safe mode. So that once it's in safe mode, it's going to go through and strip out your antivirus software. And this brings us back. Remember, I said this all started with a post saying my Avast had disappeared. That's why it disappeared, because the Krakenosh installation sequence will at some point boot up in safe mode. It's going to get rid of your security software. It's going to turn off Windows Update. It's going to get rid of Windows Defender and put something in there that will look like Defender in the system tray, but it's not.
Right. So you still have that icon sitting down there. So you're lulled into thinking that everything's still fine.
Exactly. And so it does all that. It's going to wait a few days before it really kicks in, which is another tactic that they're using to lay low and avoid detection.
Yeah, that was fascinating to me that there's a counter installed that lets you reboot the system X number of times before it does that. Because I was sort of trying to think through this in my own mind, and I would imagine if I went and downloaded some cracked software, not that I would, but if I ever did, that would be at the moment of installation is when I would probably be most suspicious and on the lookout for something being amiss.
Exactly. And this sort of delaying tactic, it's not unique to this. We did some research, I want to say in February, completely different topic area. We did research into some browser extensions that would install malware on your system. And part of the anti-analysis, anti-detection, anti-forensics capabilities that had, once again, was to set, I believe in that case, it was a 3-day wait period between when the malicious extension was installed and when it would finally start doing its malicious activity.
So what happens next?
So it does all of that, and then it downloads the XMRig coin mining software, and basically that's it. It's going to start running XMRig and make Monero for the people that did this.
And what's going on in terms of it being able to communicate with some sort of command and control server? How's it going about that?
In terms of CNC, we didn't see a lot of activity on that. It's not a strictly centrally controlled piece of malware like we've seen, with some others. In this case, it's basically running XMRig and shipping the product of its mining off to Monero wallets.
And so in terms of folks detecting this, what are your recommendations?
That's part of the challenge, because it does sit and wait. Some of the things that you can look for are, classic with coin mining. Your system's going to be unresponsive, it's going to be slow. If you happen to see that your antivirus and security has quit running or has disappeared, that's another tip off. No more Windows Update is a tip off. Otherwise, they do a pretty good job of keeping this quiet. Really the biggest tip off for anyone, first and foremost, is did you download any cracked software?
Right. Yeah. I guess you never want to blame the victim, but there's a pretty clear line between point A and point B here.
There is. And that's another piece of what makes this. You don't want to be complimentary of people doing bad things, but I think it is important to have proper respect in the same way that you respect a hurricane, for instance. You have to respect some of the decision-making that they made, and targeting people who are out of the gate engaged in, questionable, potentially illegal activity is pretty smart, because, you know, how many people are going to go to the police basically saying, hey, you know, this thing that I tried to steal, well, someone put malware in it. Can you help me?
Right. Exactly. Right. So for you and your team who are trying to track things like this down, I mean, is that a particular challenge there itself, that when you go and, you know, try to talk to the folks who've been infected here, I could imagine them hesitating to share that they were downloading cracked software?
Well, in this case, so for instance, a lot of the research that we and research teams do, you know, we don't necessarily need to do, you know, kind of in-person interviews. So like I said, for this one, we saw the Reddit posting and we were able to start looking, you know, seeing what we can see from, you know, from detected malware on customer systems. We can go and look at places like VirusTotal. And so we can assemble a picture of what's happening out there without necessarily having to talk with specific discrete individuals.
I see. Do you have any sense for how widespread this is?
You know, in terms of numbers, it was pretty widespread. We traced this back to about 2018. You know, we've said based on our telemetry, probably something like 222,000 systems have at some point been infected with this worldwide. You know, it's made $2 million worth of Monero for the authors. So, you know, it has a pretty sizable footprint. And you know, let's go back to something that you were asking about earlier. The fact that it's been around for 2 to 3 years and no one has really discovered it until now is a testament to the effectiveness in the targeting that the authors of this made, again, targeting people who are doing kind of questionable activity. And it's a testament to the, you know, the smart choices that they made in constructing this to, you know, to get rid of AV, to turn off Windows updates, to delay the running of the coin mining software.
So it's really effective at not drawing undue attention to itself.
Exactly. And that's what they want. That's how they got this on at least 222,000 systems, and that's what helped them make $2 million.
Mm. Any idea who's behind this or what part of the world this is coming from?
Sure. So some of the indicators that the research team saw in the malware and the installers leads them to believe that at least part of this is made by someone in the Czech Republic. So that's actually, you know, kind of a fun fact. That's actually part of the naming for this. So a Krakonoš in Slavic folklore and mythology is a mountain spirit. And the research team decided to call this Krakonoš first because it deals with cracked software, Krakonoš, cracked software. And then they went with that also for the possible Czech connections that we found.
Our thanks to Christopher Budd from Avast for joining us. The research is titled Krakonoš, a new malware distributed in cracked software. We'll have a link in the show notes.
And now a word from our sponsor, SpyCloud, the leader in operationalizing cybercrime analytics. Traditional threat intelligence is a thing of the past. Cyber criminals are stealing vast amounts of credentials, session cookies, and financial data every day, and it's hard to keep up. SpyCloud is the trusted partner businesses turn to fully understand their darknet exposure risk and neutralize threats before it's too late. SpyCloud alerts your organization as soon as an employee or customer's data appears on the darknet, so you can act faster than bad actors to prevent cyber attacks like ransomware, session hijacking, account takeover, and online fraud. With insights from the industry's largest repository of recaptured data, protect the digital identities and systems most important to your business. Get your free corporate darknet exposure report at spycloud.com/cyberwire and see what information criminals have in their hands today. That's spycloud.com/cyberwire.
The CyberWire Research Saturday is proudly produced in Maryland out of the startup studios of DataTribe, where they're co-building the next generation of cybersecurity teams and technologies. Our amazing CyberWire team is Elliot Peltzman, Peru Prakash, Justin Sabe, Tim Nodar, Joe Kerrigan, Carol Terrio, Ben Yellen, Nick Vilecki, Gina Johnson, Bennett Moe, Chris Russell, John Petrick, Jennifer Iben, Rick Howard, Peter Kilpie, and I'm Dave Bittner. Thanks for listening.